This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here of the program, and welcome to it. You can join us on our Discord server as well, where we have the Discord call-in line rooms. That means you'll sound way better than you would if you called in on just the regular old phone. So would definitely prefer if you can use the Discord lines, please get on over to discord.lrn.fm. I know that Johnson is on his way in here. We also are joined by a special guest here tonight with not your first time on Free Talk Live. Welcome, Etienne.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to try the whole name here. Etienne de la Boissie?
Squared.
Can you give our listeners a history on that name?
Yeah, so the original Étienne de la Boissie was a French political philosopher. He wrote in the 16th century, and he was really the first to expose the tools and the techniques that rulers use to engender not just obedience, but fealty and adoration. Mm-hmm. He was a little bit like Machiavelli, but Machiavelli was like, hire me, and I'll show you how to run these slaves. And Boissie was kind of blowing the whistle and saying, hey, this is a program. They're using these techniques. They're unethically manipulative. And so I trying to continue his work, and I use the square to, you know, denote the fact I'm not the original. And also, if you put Boissie squared, number two, into a search engine, it will differentiate me instead of being lost in with the original Boissie stuff.
And how long ago was the original around? When?
He wrote around 1530s.
Oh,
so
wow.
He died.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny. So if you take a look at his writings, it's almost like he was writing today because they're still using
same
this
old
exact
scam.
Same techniques. He also said that, you know, men are not so much enslaved as they enslave themselves.
Sure.
And then as soon as they become enslaved, they really promptly forget about liberty and freedom, and, you know, almost has to be roused to, you know, to do it. And he said that there are always a few who will not bow.
Mm.
And I dedicate my book to those few that, you know, see through the propaganda and are trying to warn the population and do something about it. Because I think the difference between being enslaved and being a slave is, are you resisting?
And I got to say that a lot of these people who do see through the propaganda and who get it are moving here to New Hampshire. And you've done that too recently.
I am. I'm a new mover to New Hampshire.
Absolutely. So congratulations.
Thank you, man. I like it here. And everybody's been super cool. It's been
well,
really
it's not
nice
wintertime yet.
Yes. Yes.
You came from the South, right?
I did. I'm a native Texan that's been living in Northern Virginia outside of the belly of the beast.
Well, Northern Virginia can get a little bit of snow, right?
Oh, yeah. We get blizzards. Oh, yeah. We get blizzards. So, absolutely. Yeah.
What's the highest that you've seen snow pile up in
Northern Virginia? 3 feet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
all
I
right.
see it, you see it every 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So it's regular.
See, I only lived in the real South. I lived in Florida for
that's where I'm headed next.
6 years of my life.
That's where I'm headed next.
It's very different here. I love it. I'm so glad to be here in New Hampshire, where we've got more liberty-minded people here than, you know, anywhere else, I think, like concentration-wise, in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It makes such a big difference when you can actually hang out with people who agree with you and who understand what freedom really means. And not only just the people that have migrated here to New Hampshire, but a lot of the natives, too. I mean, there's a reason why it's called the Live Free or Die State, because the native population here, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, they still, like, I mean, they may not have, like, all the details ironed out, but at a very visceral or gut, you know, level, they understand what it means to be free. And and they don't like the government telling them what to do. And I just run into more and more of these New Hampshire natives. It's just like reinforces the fact that, yes, this was the right place to choose, that this is the right place. Just got back, actually. We arrived here at the studio at about the same time tonight. You're in this huge 36-foot RV. I just pulled in, having returned from a polling location today, where one of our co-hosts, who used to be known as Rich Paul, is now called Nobody. He legally changed his name.
I know Nobody.
Probate court, yeah.
Yep, yep.
And he filed for mayor here in Keene. So for the first time, the people of this area have the ability to actually vote for Nobody on the primary ballot. Now, we're not expecting that he's going to make it through the primary. It's a three-candidate primary, and only the top two vote-getters are going to make it through to the general election. Anything could happen, but given that it's a municipal primary, you got to be kind of realistic. It's usually, you know, like the hardcore politicos that come out, the people that, you know, they already know who the candidates are. At a municipal primary, you're not likely to get sort of the clueless voter mm-hmm. who doesn't really know who's on the ballot. You probably are getting the people who are already supporters of one or the other two main candidates.
You know who else you get? You get whoever the incumbents' toadies are.
Their toadies? Yeah, exactly. All their fanatics.
Well, not just the fanatics, yeah. but the office holders, right? And so, I know that that's the case. I know that that's the case in, you know, kind of bigger cities. I don't know the extent of what they have a civil service where they're able to award jobs and patronage and things like that. But
there's
not
a whole lot of that in a smaller town, but obviously it still goes on to some extent.
Right, right.
So just Johnson joining us here in the studio. Welcome back, or welcome to it. We were just talking about the Keene municipal primary that is going on as well, not as we speak. It just the polls just closed 12 minutes ago, but we should get some results later on here tonight. I figure if he can do better than 1 or 2%, he's still doing better than most libertarians, pretty much anywhere in the country. And just today, the story finally this morning finally hit. Mainstream media. So the Boston Globe picked up the Nobody for Mayor campaign story. And then, of course, once one major mainstream press organization picks up a story, then it's almost inevitable, especially if it's one with a kind of viral potential like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nobody runs for mayor. That's a great headline, right?
Oh, yeah. So clickbait.
Yeah. So already WBZ, which is a news station in Boston, picked it up, and that's a Clear Channel, or what was Clear Channel, now known as iHeartMedia, and so KFI, which is their massive station in Los Angeles, they ran a story. Now, I don't know if they ran it on the air. It's appearing on their website, so it may just be web only, but either way, it's nice to see it kind of spreading out from there. New York Post picked it up, so it's always nice to see a little bit of attention given to the things that we do here in this tiny little town, this miniature city of Keene, New Hampshire. So we'll, of course, take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of city politics, ridiculous politics, there's an update in the Statesville, North Carolina conflict over the gigantic American flag. I don't think you were on the show, Johnson, when we covered this originally.
No.
But the Statesville, North Carolina City Council has been in a fight with an RV park owner. And I guess this RV owner, like, owns a ton of
RVs. I know
RV.
There's one of those flags on the way driving to Nashua. There's
yes.
a place that has one of those huge flags.
I don't know if it's the same chain of RV parks, or not parks. Park's not the right word. Dealers. RV dealers.
Right.
These guys will sell you an RV. And you're driving an RV. I don't know if it came from this place, Etienne, but these guys have, like, this is like the top dealer for RVs in the United States. They're huge. They've got like 200 dealerships. And they're sort of known for having these massive American flags flying. Now, look, I don't get any excitement over seeing an American flag flying.
I get sadness. It just means somebody's been chumped by this artificial religion of statism. And
the
bigger the flag, the harder they've been chumped.
Yeah, you're going to be disgusted by this story, right? Because not only do you have the fact that this guy's a huge flag waver, but you also have, you know, it's hard to really know who's the most despicable character in this story, because, you know, this guy's trying to run a business. He's pandering to, you know, the American flag waving public. And the city council is saying, your flag's too big. You can't be having a flag that big here in Statesville. Well, there's been a resolution to this particular story. So I'll give you some more of the backstory and what happened originally.
So I wonder, you can't have a flag that big. I mean, where does that lie on the free speech scale here?
We'll get into it coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to get healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you're welcome to join us here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And you can do it globally. This is finally a trading platform that actually respects your privacy, meaning that there's actually no identification requirements in order to sign up for the site. And that really sets local.bitcoin.com apart from their competition. Their competitors want to know who you are, where you're from, they want to see your ID. Local.bitcoin.com doesn't require any of that, and that's because they don't have custody of your funds at any point. All of the trading goes on through what they call smart contracts on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain. So go and learn more and get started at local.bitcoin.com. And also, an additional privacy measure is that the communications between buyers and sellers there on the site are encrypted. So nobody gets to read the conversation between you and your buyer and or seller unless you want to bring a third party in. Let's say you know something goes wrong, you got a dispute, you need to bring an administrator. Well, you can give that person permission to read, but you get to decide who gets to read the conversation because you got encryption there. Very cool stuff. Go to local.bitcoin.com. If you're new to Bitcoin, just go to bitcoin.com. Get started there. They got a cool introduction course that you can go through that's totally free for you. All right. So in our studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Johnson.
I'm Etienne de la Buissy.
And Etienne, where can people go to, I guess at this point, pre-order the next run of your book? Because you said you sold out of the last one.
We did. So I was just a speaker at Anarchadelphia. Where it
right
was
on.
The
I heard it was great, by the way.
That was amazing. Yeah. And the thing I was most excited about is, you know, these Liberty events, it was a first year event. It had almost as many folks as at the first Anarchapulco, and they're popping up everywhere. And so I really think that voluntarism is the fastest growing, political movement, political movement in the United States.
So the website?
If you want to understand our slavery, you have to go to understandingourslavery.com.
I have two editions of the book, and I think they're fantastic. They're like a wonderful coffee table, I think, kind of book to get conversations started with people.
Well, you know, part of the reason is I use all the visualizations.
Right.
I use
lots
the
of graphics.
Images. Right. And so most people are visual learners. And it's been designed to be effective with visual learners because my ultimate goal is widespread distribution to expose how intergenerational organized crime runs the government and the media. And if you want anybody to engage with a book, number one, if you make it kind of like a picture book, you expand the number of people that will engage with any book from kind of, 10-15% to, 30-40 plus. And so it's fascinating and interesting kind of by design.
Yeah, you can tell a lot of thought went into it. So again, understandingourslavery.com for more from Etienne. But let's get into this story here about Statesville, North Carolina, where actually we used to be on the air, but it was one of the few radio stations that's actually taken us off the air over the years. We haven't had, we lose stations usually because they change formats or something, right? Like they don't specifically target Free Talk Live to remove us. It's like the format didn't work, so they've, flipped to music or something like that. So we've lost our share of stations. We do continue to grow. We now actually have over 200 radio stations that carry the show over a week's time. They're not all on right now, but over 1 week, it's over 200. And so Statesville was one of the few stations, WSIC there, that actually cut us off because I feel like I'd have to pull up the exact reason, but somebody was offended. I think it was like their general manager.
You just need to find if there's a Freedomsville, North Carolina. Get on there.
There might be. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, Freedomsville is not Statesville because this place is one of the biggest. I mean, it's called Statesville. I mean, it's got to be a very state-oriented place. And in this case, they're in a fight with the owner of Gander RV parent company Camping World concerning a gigantic American flag that flies over an RV dealership there in town. This has been going on. We talked about it earlier this summer on Free Talk Live, where it's just a knockdown, drag-out political fight between these people. And they finally have come to an agreement in a closed session, according to the Record Landmark at Statesville.com. This is a local newspaper in the area. And announced by, and this is an amazing name for a mayor, Costi Cutta. C-O-S-T-I, Kutteh, K-U-T-T-E-H. It almost sounds like cost cutter, right? Like,
well, that's a horrible name for a mayor, because I don't know any mayors that are interested in cutting costs.
Well, that's just it. This person is obviously not interested in that either. But the discussions have been in the works for months. What they came to agree is that Camping World will pay $14,350 in fines to the city and about $2,000 in court fees, according to Kutteh. The company will then apply for the ordinance for the flag size to be expanded in its zoning district. The council has agreed to approve the new ordinance. So they're literally allowing this guy to buy his new ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pay them over $10,000, and they're going to write a new ordinance to grandfather in or to expand the mass, you know, this whatever the ordinance says as far as the maximum size of the flag. But to go back a little bit, because I don't think
I think statism is a religion.
Yeah.
And this smells a lot like the selling of indulgences.
It sure does. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And both sides in this, neither of these sides are actually freedom fighters. None of these people are oriented towards freedom. If you just glanced at the story before, and both of you are new to it, and I'm sure many of our audience are as well, but if you just looked at the story at a glance, you'd think, oh, well, that RV park guy should be able to, you know, fly whatever flag that he wants, and he should. It's his RV park. If he wants to fly a humongous flag over it, he should be able to. But if that was where the story ended, then yeah, the RV guy would be the victim in this case. But he is so steeped in his belief in the state, he's almost as bad as the city council. And I wish that I had the original story here to read some of the quotes from this guy, but he wasn't telling the city council, screw your ordinance, I'm going to fly whatever size flag I want, you know, screw you, whatever you want, I don't care. He was basically saying, he said, I will pay whatever it costs. So he was more than willing to pay whatever fines the city came up with. He wanted to fight them over this, but part of his idea about the fight would be to completely obey the system. Even though he was trying to challenge the system, he was at the same time completely obedient to it by speaking publicly and just embracing whatever. He just said, bring whatever fines you want. I'll pay them, because he's that wealthy. The dude owns 200 RV parks. I mean, think about the money that this guy has. What's your typical RV cost? $200,000, $300,000, $400,000? So this guy has enough money to where $5,000 a day fines weren't going to faze him. And at this point, they've come to an agreement. $14,350 in fines, and he gets to keep his flag. The 40-by-80-foot flag. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us here. Coming up, should the libertarians get rid of the non-aggression principle? Johnson's got that on the way.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House has signaled they will block any cooperation with the House's impeachment inquiry, calling Democrats' efforts illegitimate and dangerous, setting up a constitutional clash with Congress. In a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the three committee chairs leading the impeachment probe, the White House counsel all but declared the Trump administration will refuse to engage with a process it considers constitutionally invalid. 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking to reporters in Vermont, says he will release his medical records after last week's heart attack.
We've always planned to release them. and we have more medical records, obviously, now, and we will release them at the appropriate time.
Senator Sanders has not said if he will resume campaigning before the October 15th primary debate, and the Dow lost 314 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever you want. And you know what? You know, if you want to wave a flag, wave whatever flag that you want. I think you should have that freedom, and it should be able to be as big as you want it to be, as long as it's your property. You know, if it's your flag on your property, then really it's nobody else's business. But the city of Statesville, North Carolina, thinks it is their business. Oh, sorry, Johnson. Let me turn your mic on. That would help.
Some folks were born made to wave the flag.
Indeed. And so the owner of RV World there in Statesville, he has agreed to pay $14,000 to the Statesville City Council, and they have agreed in reciprocal to expand the flag ordinance to allow him to legally have a gigantic flag. So there's no freedom here.
If it may please the crown.
Indeed. That's all it was. It was just him coming to, you know, to negotiate with these bureaucrats, with these politicians. They've got men with guns who are willing to use them in order to enforce their will, but they didn't have to because he was willing to just do what they said to some extent. I mean, he had a bunch of money, so they knew they could get some money out of him, and he managed to get what he wanted out of them, and nobody got more freedom because if you want to have a flag in Statesville, you still have to beg for permission. And, I mean, if people can't just see on its face how sick that is, that you have to ask somebody else's permission to do what it is that you want to do with what you think is your own property, which, of course, we all know it's not. You know, as long as you're paying property tax, that's pretty much proof that you don't own it.
There's a reason they don't teach ethics or morality or logic in the mandatory government school system.
There was a course called ethics, I think. I don't know if they taught any decent, you know, information in that course, but they had one titled ethics.
Did you take it?
I don't remember. It's been so long. I think it was in college, but that was also a government college, so it's like a community college. So if you want to join us, you are welcome to do that. We're going to get into, Johnson, you had an interesting-sounding story here tonight about the non-aggression principle. Now, this is the sort of bedrock principle that is the foundation of essentially all of libertarianism, the idea being that if you use violence, aggressive violence, that's not okay. That in order to do things in life, you should be using persuasion rather than the threat of force. That you should persuade your neighbors to buy the thing you want them to buy or support the cause that you think that they should support. That the use of the threat of violence is inappropriate. It's not neighborly. It's not good. It's not something that we should do to one another. And for the most part, people don't. For the most part, people in their day-to-day life abide by this principle, meaning that the average neighbor does not go and put a gun in his neighbor's face and says, mow your lawn.
Right.
The average person in a business is not threatening their competitors with violence in order to get them to go out of business. They just have to outcompete them. They just have to provide a better product and a better service.
But, so I've noticed online too, particularly, it seems like there has been this growing, contingent of, of Republicans who think it's cool to call themselves libertarians, who have decided that they're going to like be part of the libertarian movement, I guess, and question this non-aggression principle. And not only that, I mean, and I guess there are also a lot of those people, the same people who are part of the alt-right, right? So, like, if there's a Venn diagram of libertarianism, these fake libertarians who are like, libertarians are, one thing about libertarians is there's a purity test and, everyone's trying to talk down and say you're not libertarian enough and it doesn't matter. Like, right? These are those people. There's a ton of these people. And I've found that the attacks on the non-aggression principle have become, more and more frequent. So I liked this piece because I feel like it put those attacks together in a really cogent way to be disassembled.
Okay.
One at a time. So so I figured this is a great night. It's good to have your ATN as well so that we can just dismantle these stupid attacks.
Okay, good, because I don't even know what the attacks are. So I'm
coming
out.
You heard them over and over and over again, but maybe piecemeal. So let's put them all together and just take them apart, right? So, so this article is from Matt Zwolinski, and it's being written for libertarianism.org.
Okay, so the guy writing this, is he in favor of getting rid of the non-aggression principle?
Correct.
Okay.
And he considers himself a ardent libertarian who is against the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, I mean, for most people, for most libertarians,
and there are a lot of libertarians that say this. Like these are the Liberty Hangout type people.
I've heard about this organization. This is more like a conservative leaning group.
Exactly. There's a lot of
smells of controlled opposition.
Yeah. So there's a lot of this controlled opposition that has been.
Well, it seems like they've got a website called libertarianism.org. That's a great URL.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound particularly libertarian. Because look, and as we're going to get into in detail here, I imagine, if you reject the non-aggression principle, I'm sorry, you don't qualify as a libertarian. You might have some libertarian views on things, and in which case, I'll be happy to work with you. Like, if you agree with libertarians on ending the war on drugs, but yet you still support going to war overseas, I will work with you to help end the war on drugs, and I'll oppose you when it comes to going to war overseas. Mm-hmm. These people don't understand what libertarianism is, or they do understand it, and as you suggest, Etienne, that it is a specific attempt to undermine it.
I think, as we'll see, this is very, very much a religious type argument, and I've heard these same styles of arguments from some people who put Christianity over freedom as well. I've heard those people make similar types of arguments in the past. So,
all right,
let's continue on here. So, a stringent application of the non-aggression principle has morally unacceptable implications. Many libertarians believe that the whole of their political philosophy can be summed up in a single, simple principle. This principle, the non-aggression principle, or non-aggression axiom, hereafter, we'll refer to this as the NAP, holds that aggression against the person or property of others is always wrong, where aggression is defined narrowly in the terms of the use or threat of physical violence. From this principle, many libertarians believe the rest of libertarianism can be deduced as a matter of mere logic. What is the proper libertarian stance on minimum wage laws? Aggression and therefore wrong. What about anti-discrimination laws? Aggression and therefore wrong. Public schools? Same answer. Public roads? Same answer. The libertarian armed with the NAP has little need for the close study of history, sociology, or empirical economics.
That's what's great about it. I can do a whole radio show without having to know anything about any of these issues. I don't need to know all the facts and statistics that people argue endlessly over, because, of course, all these things can be manipulated based on, you know, how you ask the questions in the poll or whatever. All I need to know is, are you threatening violence against me or my neighbors? In which case, no, it's not okay. Whatever it is you have planned, it's not okay.
Right. So it goes on to say, with a little logic and a lot of faith in this basic axiom of morality, virtually any political problem can be neatly solved from the armchair. On its face, the NAP's prohibition of aggression falls nicely in line with common sense. After all, who doesn't think that it's wrong to steal someone else's property, to club someone?
Well, the government goons.
Yeah.
They don't. They think it's okay.
To club some innocent person over the head, or to force others to labor for one's own private benefit. And if it's wrong for us to do these things as individuals, why should it be any less wrong for us to do it as a group, as a club, a gang, or a state?
You know, to his credit, he at the very least does understand these arguments, right? Like, he gets the other side.
So, to finish this...
Because it is wrong to do those things, no matter how many people. And that's one of those things that you can use to explain to somebody that is still stuck within the status paradigm. It's like, they still think it's okay to vote, and that it's okay that, you know, voting somehow makes all this fine.
Right.
It's like, well, if I get a bunch of my neighbors together and that we vote that we want to paint your house a different color or burn it to the ground, does that make it okay?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No matter how many of my neighbors I manage to recruit in, even if it's 99% of everybody, and you're the 1% that says no, leave me alone. 855-450-FREE, we'll dig in further. Coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just call in on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. That is also our chat server. People are in there 24 hours a day. You know, it's a little slower in the overnights, but there's usually people there. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Plus, there's the brand new cryptocurrency tipping bot that is in the server. And I will give my disclaimer. We don't know who programmed this bot. It could be a gigantic exit scam, but it sure is fun to tip cryptocurrency to other people on the server. So if you know, somebody is on the air that you hear them say something you like, maybe Johnson says something that you appreciated. He's in there as Tempest Infernus, so you can just send him some crypto. Have you gotten some tips?
I've gotten some from you.
Okay. I do just go in there and just kind of randomly hand out tips. It's fun. You can do, like, random, choose, you know, like a random number of people.
If anyone else has tipped me and I just haven't noticed, it's just because I'm not on Discord that much, so I don't want to discount.
I see.
If I have gotten tips from other people.
Insulted,
yeah,
right?
I don't want to, like, I hope I didn't insult anybody. I hope I haven't, you know, I hope I'm right that I've only gotten this from you.
But get on in there over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, you may have heard of Chrisanne Hall. She's a former Florida attorney and former prosecutor who was fired after teaching about the Constitution. Even though she was ordered not to by her boss, State Attorney Skip Jarvis, she didn't stop and instead stood up for freedom over a paycheck. And you can watch the replay of the webinar that we actually hosted with Chrisanne Hall for free at lfu.freetalklive.com. LFU stands for Liberty First University. That's lfu.freetalklive.com. Chrisanne is a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army, a Russian linguist, mother, and a patriot, and she now travels the country teaching the Constitution and the history that give us our founding documents. Now, Chrisanne Hall doesn't just teach the Constitution. She lays the foundations that show how reliable and relevant these founding documents are today. And she presents the genealogy of the Constitution, the 700-year history, and five foundational documents that are the very roots of American liberty. Her belief is you can't properly understand or interpret the Constitution without a firm grasp of its very foundation. If you can want, you can go learn more about Liberty First University and watch the free webinar on demand by going to lfu.freetalklive.com. Don't wait until it's too late to get this webinar for free. You can watch it now at lfu.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you were sharing with us a story from a website claiming to be libertarianism.org.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is about to get into, the author of this story is about to get into reasons why he is going to say the non-aggression principle should be
excised from the libertarian movement.
And I have heard this argument or arguments that this guy brings up, lots of them in various different forms, across, you know, a lot of different platforms and social media where people who are at least claiming to be interested in liberty and libertarianism are making these arguments. So I feel like there is definitely something to these, at least in that people who are on that journey from, you know, libertarian anarchist, which everybody inevitably will get there. It's probably
not everybody. Some people turned around.
Well, that's true. But, you know, they might eventually realize that the, you know, the fallacy of their ways.
Well,
I guess.
some people, Christopher Cantwell comes to mind.
Well, that's what was in my mind as well.
Another one, Amanda Bolden. She was a free stater who moved here as a so-called anarchist and then became a socialist. So, and she's not, and these aren't the only ones. There are other examples of people who purportedly have come to embrace and understand the non-aggression principle and then have completely rejected it. I remember Will May was another mover here to the Keene area years
he
ago.
He was never. Well, that's a joke. I mean, like, he was never, you know, even if he claimed to understand it, he never did.
Well,
so I was constantly, that guy, while he was claiming to be, I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
You know, we had this conversation last night on the Anarchist Experience with Richie Rich.
Great guy. Great show.
Absolutely great guy. Great show. And, I've never met one in the wild, and he was
one of the people who's changed.
That's changed, and that the woman that you mentioned is the only example that I've actually ever heard besides Chris Cantwell, and I think Chris Cantwell is a complete controlled opposition planet. Like, if you've seen the Vice thing, like, you know, we did a kind of like a little breakdown on how they did the Charlottesville. They had like a dozen different groups that, you know, they brought in some conservatives and some constitutionalists, some white separatists, and then like a little handful of Nazis, and then they have a torchlight parade, and Vice just happens to be with the group of Nazis, which makes everybody look like Nazis.
I deeply think that Chris, I still want to believe that from all the conversations that I've had with him over time, I don't actually believe that he believes any of the racist stuff that he spouts. That's what he's using to make money with. And I'm just going to out it. I don't care if it's blowing up, because nobody's going to listen to this and, you know, figure it out properly anyway. So I don't mind blowing up what I feel like is his, you know, actual plan of what he's doing. But if you look at it from an anarcho-capitalist perspective of somebody who's trying to make money, I think now it blew up.
It failed.
I think it blew up in his face. I think he thought it was going to work, and now he's
for
stuck.
A little while it did.
Yeah, now he's stuck. There's no way to back out, so he's just, you know, accepting whatever, you know, he can accept. But I feel like what he is doing and has brought to the forefront is actually kind of brilliant in terms of getting libertarians to wake up to the stomping on free speech that's going on online. And Cantwell has absolutely fleshed out in every possible way how someone can be silenced.
He's been deplatformed quite a bit.
Yeah, he's been deplatformed. And
debanked.
And I feel like every single time he was just looking for that, specifically, so that what he was actually doing was just pushing against the boundaries to see where they are. And you know, point it out and kind of carve a pathway for everyone else to see really clearly, like, hey, this platform is going to, if you do something that they don't like, regardless of whether or not there's consistency or whether or not there's, you know, what their rules say, he's just, you know, they're going to come down and change what they say for whatever reasons that they so choose.
Well, Cantwell is one of the longest running, we've joked sort of off the air, and we talked about on the air, about how everybody who's new to New Hampshire, like you were, Etienne, this summer, is accused of being the Fed, basically.
Yeah.
It's a nasty, nasty habit that some people have around here, and it is not welcoming towards new people. It's not good, but it has happened a lot of times. Cantwell's one of the few that people still, I think a lot of them still believe that he
is a
federal
agent. What's that other guy? Hal Stevenson?
You're talking about the old racist talk show host?
Yeah.
Hal Turner.
Hal Turner, there it is.
Which he was a Fed.
He was.
This is my point. No, but this is my point, is the reason that people are so conscious about it is because it's a real dynamic. It's
right.
100% real dynamic.
Yeah.
It isn't
and they've
the
done it
FBI.
Before, they'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They did it in COINTELPRO. They did it in the color revolutions, like the George Soros-sponsored color revolutions in Ukraine and in Georgia. I mean, that is the name of the game. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And if you take a look at the Women's March on Washington, they knew that they were going to have opposition to this misogynist, ridiculous clown Trump. Yeah, yeah. And so then they bring in 60 plus George Soros funded groups, bring all of these women into Washington, D.C. They lead them into a brick wall of worthless slogans, worthless demands, worthless program. They tell them to roll over. They tell them, they called it an acceptance of suffering. And then as the piece de resistance, they dress them in pussy hats.
Yep.
And somebody's in Langley, Virginia, rolling around on the floor going, I told you we could do it. I told you they'd put on the pussy hats. They're a bunch of pussies. It's, so you got to be on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
And so I wish it wasn't the case. But when you see somebody inciting violence, within the Liberty Movement, and then they can't sell it in the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
So now they sell it in the alt-right movement. And then they're on Vice, and not just on Vice, but Vice goes into their hotel room and then he starts pulling out
a
dozen guns. I'm like, this is the most scripted thing I've ever seen from Vice, which is a control perception television show.
Well, I mean, I as one of the people who has spent probably more time with Chris Cantwell than most people, I would say, his mother probably beats me out, but I've spent a lot of time with Chris. I still don't know what to think of him. Like, the Chris Cantwell pulling out a bunch of guns, that's totally something Chris Cantwell would do, right? Like knowing him, he would have a bunch of guns on him. And he was just over here the other night because he was on Vincent's show over the weekend, and afterwards he talked about he referred to Chris Cantwell as a character, once again, which is not the first time that he has done that. So there's more coming up here in moments. We can continue. We'll get deeper into the story about the non-aggression principle and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in. And it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it. Thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.